Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Governor Mike Dunleavy held a press briefing on Tuesday evening to discuss the two preeminent emergencies in the state, including the flooding in Southeast Alaska, as well as an update on the COVID-19 pandemic. General Torrence Sachs offered information about the flooding emergency.
With a widespread and very severe impact, the governor did sign a state disaster declaration for the entire Southeast. Now, some of the eligible support includes utilities, public bridges, state roads, and certain aspects of emergency response. The overall response continues. It is being monitored 24/7 by our state emergency operations center. We are completing a damage assessment to submit for a federal disaster declaration through FEMA, and the governor has given a go-ahead to file that as soon as we get the requested information. We have contacted FEMA, and they know it is coming.
The governor also reaffirmed the support the state is offering to the area.
The folks of Southeast Alaska, we are constantly having discussions about the situation down there. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all the individuals impacted as a result of this disaster in Southeast Alaska. And we're committed as a state to do anything and everything we can to help our fellow Alaskans in their time of need.
Dunleavy also spent time discussing some of the improvements Alaska has made with regards to COVID-19 numbers. With lower COVID counts and hospitalizations reported on Tuesday than the state has seen in recent weeks. Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, also spoke with optimism, particularly with regards to vaccinations being available in Alaska.
Every pandemic, every major challenge has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And really, today was the first day of the beginning of our last chapter in this pandemic, starting to be able to vaccinate people. It's not fully written, and we got a long way to go, but this is a pretty big turning point overall. We are currently working on vaccinating what we call Tier 1 and Tier 2 of Phase 1A. And so that's hospital-based frontline healthcare workers who are at highest risk for COVID-19 infection, long-term care facility residents and staff, which also includes skilled nursing facility, assisted living, the Department of Correction infirmaries that provide healthcare similar to that in assisted living, EMS and fire personnel, community health aides and practitioners, as well as individuals who are required for performing vaccination.
An audit of a statewide ballot measure sought by Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer affirmed the measure's passage, according to the Division of Elections. Meyer, who oversees elections, last month said he would seek an audit of ballot measure 2 to help put to rest questions that some had raised about the validity of election results tied to vote tabulation equipment that the state uses. The ballot measure would end party primaries and institute ranked choice voting for the general elections. The audit, conducted last week, followed certification of the November 3rd election the prior week. The certified results showed the measure passed with over 170,000 yes votes and just over 170,000 no votes. The audit shows 173,929 yes votes and 170,183 no votes. The audit did not include election materials from Point Hope, which the division said did not arrive in Juneau in time for the audit. A prior count for Point Hope showed 95 yes votes and 84 no. Gail Fanumiai, the Division of Elections director, said, "This audit showed what the division knew it would, that our equipment worked properly, and that the 2020 general election was administered accurately and fairly in the state of Alaska." Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.